Well, the Dalai Lama turns 91 years of age today with a day of celebrations planned at McLeod Ganj in Dharamshala in India, where he's lived in exile since fleeing Tibet during the 1959 uprising against Chinese rule. But the day is tinged with anxiety over who will succeed him. The Dalai Lama insists that in accordance with centuries-old Tibetan Buddhist tradition, he will choose his successor, like all previous Dalai Lamas before him. But China wants to hold its own selection process as part of efforts to legitimise its control over Tibet. So could we end up with two spiritual leaders? James Leibold is Professor of Politics and Asian Studies at La Trobe University in Melbourne. James, welcome to Breakfast.
Great to be with you, Sally.
This is quite a milestone for the Dalai Lama. Can you just remind us exactly how a Dalai Lama is traditionally selected?
Well, traditionally, after the Dalai Lama passed away, the senior Tibetan religious figures would send out a search party looking for various signs and, you know, using ritual tests to try to find the reincarnate. But I think the important point is there was never really one single mechanical procedure. It wasn't like selecting a pope, or certainly wasn't like appointing a provincial official. And of course, Beijing would rather that was the model for selecting the next Dalai Lama.
So what do we know about the Dalai Lama's views on succession and how that should happen?
Well, there's a lot of speculation, but last year he came out with a very clear statement saying that the institution of the Dalai Lama would continue and that his office would have the sole authority to recognize the future incarnate in consultation with Tibetan Buddhist leaders. So it's quite explicit that that the next reincarnate will be born outside of China.
What do we know about how invested politically China is in trying to take hold of this process itself?
Oh, they're very invested. You know, for them, it's all about political control. I mean, it would be, you know, the consequences weren't so serious. It would be a bit of a joke if you think about the fact that we're talking about an atheistic party state that insists on determining, you know, the next religious leader of the Tibetan people. So, you know, there's a precedent here. The second most important religious leader in the Tibetan religion, the Panchen Lama, when he passed away nearly a decade ago, there were essentially the Dalai Lama's office recognized a young child inside of China. He then disappeared, and Beijing selected its own Panchen Lama. So we're likely to face a situation like that.
The Dalai Lama's 91st birthday comes just days after China brought in its new ethnic unity law, which is being condemned by rights groups. What do we know about the situation for life in Tibet at the moment?
Well, culturally, religiously, it's pretty grim. You know, under Xi Jinping, there's been a big push towards assimilation. The new law essentially codifies that regime. And so we're seeing less and less space for religious practices, the use of Tibetan language, the celebration of Tibetan culture. You're seeing the Han Chinese kind of inundate it. Just take, for example, tourism. There were about 70 million largely Han Chinese tourists that visited Tibet last year. That's roughly 20% of the Tibetan population. And so, that you know, they bring all sorts of Chinese traditions with them during their visit to Tibet. So you really see an erosion of Tibetan culture occurring.